pressure from the label to like kind of do that song again and again? I mean, are you kind of feeling that now, or do you kind of feel that you could be kind of typecast?
Yeah, I do because I feel like I kind of started to exploit the lane a little bit, but I feel like there's more that can be done. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of the point where I want to see how far I can go within that realm.
Okay. And when you say that realm, like you said, you were saying you kind of like
targeting the females and making inescapable anthems.
Okay. Well, you know,
because everybody can say what they want. Like chicks buy records. And chicks tell dudes what records to buy. Dudes listen to mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Dudes don't necessarily. That's not to say there aren't any males that go out and buy records.
Right.
I'm speaking in generalities.
So it's kind of along the lines of like the ladies' night, like the guys will follow.
Yeah, I just don't think that you can avoid it. I don't think you can ignore it.
Now, was there a point? Did you kind of like did a light bulb go on like before you made this record that you were gonna kind of change like your direction?
I just did it because I was working with a producer, Mr. Colin Park, which I always knew him as Smurf, and you know, he pretty much every Yin Yang Twins record you've ever heard, he produced, and that's always been their deal. So in working with him, I kind of knew that we were gonna probably delve into that element. But when we did it, I kind of couldn't believe it. I was kind of like embarrassed. Like I was like, I can't believe I did that. But I can't necessarily say anything. I ride around and listen to in my car, but I know it'll work. You know.
Okay. And then, like you said, you had that huge year last year. I mean, kind of tell me, like, give me like some of the highlights. I mean, were there like a, I mean, would you say that that's been your best year, most fun year so far? I mean, you've been kind of
I would say so because I had my head on a little bit more of a swivel last year. You know what I'm saying? As far as you know, when things like you know, when my first and second albums, when things started happening, I really just didn't have any idea what was going on, and that's not you know, and I still don't really know shit. I learn every day, but you know, I was a little more aware of my surroundings last year than I was early on in